This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio. 1517. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 16th, DRM developments, DX news from Bolivia, Central Africa, Myanmar, PNG, St. Helena, Uganda, spurs from Brazil and Poland, China blocking Ethiopia and India, Cuba jamming Costa Rica and Russia, Havana cuts English in half, Arabic from North Carolina and New Orleans, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Via Alakesh Gupta, the DRM newsletter for June, says Broadcast Australia, will be getting two new DRM-ready 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitters. One to be installed at Tennant Creek. That's the Northern Territory station operating on the 120 and 60 meter bands. And the other one at Shepparton for Radio Australia. It says both are expected to be on the air and fully operational by late summer. That must mean March. However, the Northern Hemispherists at DRM headquarters probably mean September. Via PlayDX, Aker Peterson in Denmark reports that Bolivia's Radio Nacional de Huanuni has been reactivated. First noted by Roland Schulze in Germany, but Anker heard it on the 11th of June at 22:55 to 23:25 on 5964.96, Spanish dialogue among three persons. Last week we had a report that Rádio Jaqui in Brazil had reactivated on 11830. However, they identified with their medium wave frequency 1230 kHz. That's somewhat suspicious in the case of a report by Alexandre Sancanauta in São Paulo State of hearing the same station at least three different frequencies between 12300 and 13100 kHz. Perhaps the transmitter is acting up if it's not his receiver. 12300 could be a tenth harmonic of medium wave. Or maybe it's just a spur from 11830 or that transmitter very out of order. A question from our listener Kent Murphy in West Virginia. I enjoy listening to CBC in the evenings when reception is good, often able to hear 9625 fairly well, between 23 and 01 UT weekdays or later on weekends. For the last few weeks, something strange has been happening. At about 23:46, 9625 just becomes noise. Do you know what's going on? I don't understand this. Hope you can check it out. Yes, I do know, and I have explained this. It's a new DRM transmission from Radio Exterior de España in Costa Rica, centered on 9630. Being DRM, it's allowed to occupy the band of a full 10 kHz, 9625 to 9635. So, tough luck for CBC Northern Quebec and its listeners on 9625. When I monitor it, I find the DRM signal actually extends far beyond a mere 5 kHz either side of the center frequency up to 20 kHz, 9610 to 9650, although the strength of the signal drops off progressively. It probably bleeds even further than 20 kHz in proximity to the transmitter. Furthermore, REE is interfering with its own signal direct from Spain, which happens to be on 9620. The DRM is scheduled only at midnight to 02 UT, but they turn the transmitter on early. And I wouldn't be surprised if they extend it further into the evening after the present switch back to analog at 0200. I say this and all other DRM transmissions should be moved out of the analog shortwave broadcast bands so they cannot possibly interfere with analog broadcasters. For example, this one could go to the middle of the 10 megahertz band where there is plenty of open space. Just ask Sound of Hope and Firedrake. The proponents of DRM originally decided that in order to get noticed, they should be mixed right in there with the analogs. They certainly succeeded, especially here, right smack dab in the middle of the 31 meter band, despite the overwhelmingly negative PR it causes for the entire idea. By the way, the Midnight to 02 DRM transmission to North America from Spain could easily contain English for the first hour, but I suppose it does not, as their Costa Rica relay has never condescended to do that, even in analog. Thank you very much, Kent, for setting me off on a DRM rant. By the way, he also says he's no longer hearing CKZN on 6160. That's the Newfoundland relay of CBC Radio 1. However, it's quite low power, and I think it's just not propagating here at midsummer. Reception should pick up gradually in July and August. At least I believe I'm still hearing both that and its companion on the West Coast, CKZU, at the same time later in the evening, making a rippling fast subaudible heterodyne since the frequencies are not synchronized. As Hasegawa in Japan, NDXC forwards a clip recorded by another DXer there, Hiro in Akita, on 5035 at 1700 UT, June 14th. I listened to the clip. It does sound like it's in French, which indicates it may be Central African Republic reactivated. You'll recall there was a recent report that HCJB engineers had installed a new low-power transmitter for Radio Centrafrique in Bangui on its long inactive frequency 5035. This was apparently part of the deal to allow them to install a similar transmitter for their missionary station Radio ICDI, which is supposed to be on the air at night on 3390. But so far, no reports of that. By the way, the clip from Japan had CODAR interfering on 5035. In North America, we do not hear it in that range of frequencies. In the DX India Yahoo group, there's an interesting thread complaining about interference from China and quoted in DX Listening Digest. To start it off, Ashok Satpati says, CRI interferes with Vivid Bharati on 9870. Are they deliberately targeting VBS in the evening for the last few months? I think Eastern India is more severely affected. VBS rides on top, but the CRI interference is irritating. Either the Chinese are up to usual mischief, or they are trying to overpower VBS in areas such as Tibet, which I understand has a fancy for Indian film music. Either way, CRI will lose goodwill in India. And a reply from Arnab says, there is no respite from this menace. The majority of broadcasters are taking away from shortwave. Chinese seem to have just started with a newly found enthusiasm in shortwave broadcasting. As an avid shortwave listener, I never listen to any CRI broadcast. They're nothing but spam. The low-power 50-kilowatt broadcasts of regional Indian stations from various cities are not easily heard. Some of them have very good quality programming, and news and current affairs help people to keep in touch with their native places of origin. The Spanish pop music test, which have been running for a few months on 5954.16 variable in our evenings, roughly between 22 and 04 UT, or not quite so long most evenings, have finally changed to something else. Terry Kruger in Florida, since June 14th, has been hearing Radio Republica instead, that is, the Cuban clandestine broadcaster. We recall that during the previous activity on this frequency a couple of years ago, Radio Republica could also be heard for a while. These are believed to be from the shortwave transmitter manufacturer Elcor in Costa Rica, and we're not sure if the ultimate purpose of these transmissions is to broadcast Radio Republica, or whether they will last, but that would certainly seem to be helpful for that clandestine broadcaster to have access to the transmitter. This has also been observed by Jerry Bishop in Florida. After Terry Kruger notified Arnie Coro about this, Cuba started jamming 5955 June 16th. Now, during that time period, Radio Republica has also been broadcast, weekday evenings only, between 23 and 02 UT, on 9490 via Sackville, with a very strong signal. And after that, they had been switching to 9780 from 02 to 04, believed to be coming from Europe. However, I'm not sure that's still on the air. Reception has been quite degraded most of the time lately. Roger Republic is also scheduled on WRMI 9955. The June 8th update of their program grid shows it Monday through Friday from 09 until 12, daily from 02 to 03. And they also have considerable blocks of time devoted to Radio Libertad and La Voz del Consejo para la Libertad de Cuba, among other minor clandestine broadcasters. We've been amusing ourselves somewhat with monitoring which stations are carrying live World Cup matches and which ones are not. One rather surprising broadcast was on 13740 on the first day, June 11th. Between 14 and 16 UT, that's normally the CRI English relay via Cuba. But on that occasion, the Cubans blew it away and instead put Radio Rebelde on the frequency. Yes, live coverage in Spanish of the opening World Cup game, but apparently they've not done so since. Terry Kruger in Florida and Alan Pennington in the UK report that Radio Havana Cuba, since last week, has reduced its English program hours from 2 hours a day to one. Of course, they're on the air for many more hours, but they had been producing two original hours repeated over and over, and now it's only 1 hour. Arnie Coro explained that surveys show that most people don't have time to listen for more than 1 hour per day. As a result, his DXers Unlimited has been cut back a few minutes to only 10 to 12 minutes, but it's still being aired both on Saturdays and Tuesdays, but repeated every hour during the English blocks. I'm wondering if they'll also be reducing the total hours devoted to English. Also last week, we mentioned a new broadcast, Save the Gambia Democracy Project. Saturdays only at 18:15 to 18:30 on 15225 via the Nauen site in Germany, brokered by Radio Miami International. Fortunately, some of our listeners heard about this and checked it out. James McDonald in Nigeria says he was able to hear it on the 12th of June. Not the entire 15 minutes, but what he did hear was in a local language, perhaps Mandinka. He did not hear any English or a clear ID. Tony Rogers in the UK also heard it, as did Chris Greenway. Tony says there was talk in a West African sounding language at 18:17 when he tuned in, through the closing at 18:30. Nor did he hear any ID, address, or mention of Gambia. We're merely going by the publicized schedule that this must have been what it was. Too bad there's no English. Bob Wilkner in Florida heard something in Spanish on 4780 just as he was tuning in. It was fading out June 12th at 11:35 to 11:40. And he wonders if it could be Radio Cuatan in Guatemala reactivated. As of last November, they said they would like to resume shortwave if they could get replacement parts, but I see on their website nothing about shortwave, only FM 103.3. It had previously been reported last by Bob Wilkner, a sesquiyear ago, the 1st of January of 2009. Joe Jacob has some updates, recent changes to All India Radio external services, and I'll mention the ones concerning English. 1745 to 1945 is on 7410, replacing 7550 from Bangalore. However, at the same time, English from Delhi is on 7550, as well as at 2045 to 2230, replacing 7400 and 7410. In other words, they've exchanged transmitter sites. And he also mentions 9940 from Delhi for those two broadcasts to Europe, but irregular. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1517. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. I'm pleased that since my mention last week that financial contributions had been lacking lately, a number have come in. Normally, I only acknowledge one person per week, so I'll have another one to mention next week if no more come in. But I am boldly going to acknowledge everyone who sent in contributions during the past week, hoping there'll still be some more to come. So many thanks this week to Ron Howard, Tony Ward, Nicholas Felicia, Stephen Kellott, Bruce Miller, Bruce Jensen, Fred Jaudry, and Ann Finelli. We hear Radio Japan playing some surprising music at times via the Sackville Relay, no longer in English, at 14 UT, but now in Japanese on 11655. On Friday, June 11th, between 14 and 15, they were playing album tracks from Hank Williams, and John Denver, and Willie Nelson, and then into some semi-classical music. I suppose it's a domestic service relay. Ron Howard in California says Lao National Radio has become erratic on 7145. He'd been unable to hear them since May 28th, but they were back on June 10th at 12:09, but gone by 13:36. And on the 12th, they were not on the air when he checked at 12:54. And Ron Howard on Asilomar Beach, California, has been hearing RTV Malagasy, Madagascar on 7105 USB plus carrier quite frequently in the mornings via long path, June 10th from 1328 to 1403, stronger than ever heard before, including high life music. And they had World Cup coverage on Saturday, June 12th, around 1400, as well as on the 14th and 16th. Continuing the item about Australia ordering a couple of DRM shortwave transmitters, the same newsletter reports that Radio TV Malaysia has also chosen some continental shortwave transmitters, 3 times 100 kilowatts, to be installed at Kajang near Kuala Lumpur. Fortunately, these DRM transmitters are also capable of airing conventional analog AM, expected to be on the air and fully operational before the end of the year. On June 14th, around 1300, Ron Howard was hearing Myanmar radio on both 41-meter frequencies, 7185.78 and 7200.03 variable. They were in parallel until one of them went off at 12:58, while 7200 continued another half hour. One is from one capital of Myanmar and the other from the other capital. Yet another report from our very active DXer Ron Howard in California about Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea. He was hearing them on 3915, June 12th at 12:14 to 12:57, mostly pop song splatter from Korean on 3912. At first, he did not hear parallel 5960 from Radio Fly, but by 12:57, it was stronger than 3915, which was fading out, playing We Are the World. Still audible, but very poor by 1350. Mark Davies in Anglesey, UK, heard the external service of Polish radio in English on 9680, June 15th at 1710, an unlisted frequency. They're supposed to be on 9770 via Austria. Wolfgang Büschel has figured it out. It's a mixing product from the Mosbrunn Austria site, also on the air at the same time on 9725 with Voice of Vietnam. So one leaps over the other, and there might be a matching mixing product, another 45 kilohertz away on 9815, which would be the Voice of Vietnam audio. Rich Brock in Pennsylvania wonders what's the chirping sound he's been heard interfering with Voice of Russia World Service on 9890 at 2300 English to North America. You're lucky you're only hearing chirping, I say, because out here we're getting full-bore jamming from Cuba, 9885 against VOA, spreading onto the adjacent frequency. The chirping is also referred to as bubbling. That's when you're only getting maybe one of the numerous jamming transmitters. Put all together, they overlap, making a wall of noise. Robert Kipp tells us that now there's a website where you can see the visit of the Queen Mary II to St. Helena. Aboard was DXer Joe Buck, and there's an audio interview with him, which was on the station you can also listen to. You'll find a link at www.rmrc.de. Click on St. Helena Info on the left side. Even stranger than our DRM item about Spain interfering with Canada via Costa Rica, 11805, heard by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy until 2330 with a DRM signal on his Perseus receiver. No audio, however, but he could read the caption on Dream, which said, Cadena S.A.R. Cádiz. What could this be? Well, I checked the registrations, and there's a DRM transmission via Nauen, Germany from DTK at 2200 to 2330 on 11805, aimed southeastward. He and I have no idea why this transmission would be carrying a regional station in Spain, which apparently has no interest in shortwave. Maybe they just pulled up whatever program source was handy for a test. I've been trying to find out what's happened to the broadcast to South America of Spain's weekly Sephardic show, 0115 to 145 UT Tuesdays, which they announce on earlier broadcasts is on 11795. But checked frequently, I've not been able to hear any trace of that transmission nor anywhere else on the 25-meter band. I asked listeners in South America this week to check for it, but no one replied. However, Jose Bueno in Spain got in contact with Antonio Buitrago of REE, the DX program producer, and he found out that there's been something wrong with the transmitter. Seems it's not been on the air at all, but they promised to have it back this coming week. More reports of UBC radio in Uganda, 4976, staying on the air into the night, perhaps all night long, from Aker Petersen in Denmark. He heard them on two dates in June, one from a DX camp and one from his home location. June 4th at 2145 to 2240 with a phone-in in English and African hip-hop music, and also on June 8th at 2325 into June 9th at midnight 15 with a DJ, mixed English and vernaculars with Afropop, and a phone-in saying good morning. Actually, the frequency he measured was 30 hertz low, 4975.97. And of course, staying on that late, it should be easier to hear in America. Senator Lugar of the Foreign Relations Committee has issued a 95-page report about the state of U.S. international broadcasting, calling on the Senate to confirm the nominees for the Broadcasting Board of Governors, among many other things. The complete report is available via the DX Listening Digest Yahoo Group attachments. There's also a story about it in the Washington Post by Al Kamen, sent on to us by Mike Cooper. And, of course, Kim Andrew Elliott has discussed it on his website and provided a link to it, as well as his own lengthy comments to the conclusions of the report. At least they do raise questions about the advisability of closing down more and more transmitter sites, including the next one supposed to go, Greenville. NDSWCI DX Window, Aker Petersen, reports that at our recent annual general meeting, IBB monitor leader in Finland, Arto Mujunen, indicated that jamming is not necessarily totally by the Ethiopians against VOA's Amharic broadcasts, which have added more and more frequencies. He said it sometimes starts less than 15 minutes after the VOA begins to use a new unannounced frequency that requires a huge monitoring network, suggesting that China might be involved. It seems that World of Radio has definitely gone from the Monday 0330 slot on WWCR 5890. However, we reconfirm the earlier one, Sundays at 2330 on 9980. And the new WRMI program schedule shows additional new time for us there, which happens to be when Happy Station used to air, Thursdays at 1500 on 9955, before Keith Ferrone decided to quit shortwave. And, in fact, this should usually be the first airing anywhere on shortwave of World of Radio, Thursdays at 1500 on WRMI. Not that we're dying to hear what they have to say, which they've said countless times before, but modulation from KJES in New Mexico has improved lately, which proves they can do it if they really want to, on 11715, between 13 and 16 UT. And, as I mentioned last week, Indonesia's modulation also improved greatly on 9525.9 for English at 1300, and that continues to be the case. All the reception is sometimes quite weak. Although it's not on their posted program schedule, WTJC in North Carolina has a bit of Arabic and Chinese on 9370. But not every day. We've occasionally heard them in Arabic at after midnight UT and in Chinese after midnight 30. Both of them are rather lo-fi muffled with some noise in the background, probably recorded by the same ministry. Possibly airing only on weekends. Not to be outdone, WRNO has an Arabic broadcast, besides the usual English, between 01 and 04 UT only on 7506.20, their latest frequency, varying more and more, measured by Ron Howard in California. On UT Thursday, June 10th, he was hearing a Christian program in Arabic from 0342 until sign-off at 0400 with no ID. Tariq Zaidan in Denmark helped him to identify it, however, and the engineer at WRNO, Larry Tom, confirmed that it was their station. It was news to him that they had Arabic, too, until he checked it out. And he says the frequency is a little off due to a defective oscillator. We are working to get a new one, but so far they have not arrived. In the Medium Wave DX Yahoo group, Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire reports hearing a Radio Celestial on 1710 kHz. The Haitian Radio Soleil used to dominate, but now he's hearing the Spanish religious broadcast most of the time. And in fact, he found the church where it originates, 3138 Webster Avenue in Bronx, New York. And Google Street View shows a large antenna behind the church. Imber Gaviria forwards a press report from Paraguay that Venezuela's El Ugaso has moved Alo Presidente 7 hours later during June, so it won't conflict with silly ball games. So it should start now at 22:30 UT on Sundays, when it's even less likely to be convenient for Cuba to relay it on shortwave. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued June 15th. A and K indices 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, except for peaks to 15 and 3 on June 26th and 27th. Solar flux rising from 70 June 21st to 75 on the 24th to 30th, and then down to 72. And so concludes World of Radio 1517. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.